All right, we working because we ain't got no time. We be wanting the intro to play and all that. And I don't have no time to be playing because the intro act dumb. I don't have time. I'm really looking like my avatar up there in the corner today because I just don't have a hat on. I have a hat somewhere, but I don't feel like putting it on. Whatever. I got my hairline still and I got a haircut as always. So it is what it is. What's up to y'all? Shout out to y'all for being with me on this great Saturday evening. It is on my time. It is alerts going off. It's 9:18 p.m. Saturday night. If you're on the West Coast, that means it's only 6-something central different times. But where I'm at right now is 9 prime time. So it is what it is. How's everybody doing? Hopefully everybody is doing well. Hopefully everybody is happy, healthy, safe, fed. If you might have had you a little drinky drink today, that's on you. A little sippy sip, that's on you. A little smoky smoke, hey, that's on you. I'm sober. I'm on this type of time today. So I wanted to kick it with y'all really quick. A lot of times, you know, we have to, as a content creator, we have to do shows. We have to talk about stuff. And so many things be going on in the culture that sometimes that I be wanting to talk about. But I always ask, is it worth my time? Is it worth me even speaking about? Will it resonate with people? Do people care? So sometimes I pick and choose. Sometimes I could say a little bit more about some things, but for what? You know, everybody is just jumping on topics and talking about stuff. That's never been my thing. I don't come up here just to talk. You know, I got other things I could be doing. And I just don't want to be on here. I'm not an angry, mad individual who wants to come talk about, I'm mad because, no, that's not what I do. But something that I saw today, I saw a commercial by Dr. Dre and Snoop today. And I was a little disturbed by it, so I'll get into it for those who don't know exactly what I'm talking about. So, my favorite website, Hip Hop DX. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg announced new gin and juice drink with Pulp Fiction style trailer. So I saw the trailer today on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I didn't know what it was about. But then when I started doing a little research, I found out what it was about. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg have teamed up on a new beverage inspired by one of their biggest hits from their early in their career. On Saturday, which is today, February 10th, the duo shared a cinematic trailer for their new gin and juice product that features them playing two gangsters reminiscent of Vincent and Jules from Quentin Tarantino's 1994 classic Pulp Fiction. Based on a clip shared by the legendary team's joint Twitter account, the drink will come in 4 flavors: apricot, citrus, melon, and passion fruit. So they showed that, and it is worth noting that multiple gin and juice trademarks were filed last year by a company called Defiant Ones LLC, which shares its name with the 2017 miniseries about the alliance between Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. The same entity also filed a claim over vodka and juice by Dre and Snoop. Considering their collaborative social media account is called By Dre and Snoop, which doesn't specify any one product, more items by the two might be in the works. So, Dr. Dre and Snoop, of course, are working on a new album as well. Now, this is where the problem arises. Dr. Dre and Snoop are two men who don't need money. Can we say that they don't need money? I think we all can agree that they don't need any more money. I think everybody needs money, but they don't need more money. Dr. Dre is an alleged billionaire. Snoop Dogg is up there. Snoop Dogg has damn flea collar commercials, right? Give me a commercial that Snoop Dogg don't have. Snoop Dogg has commercials. This nigga got thumbtack commercials and shit. Like Snoop Dogg, so he's getting money. He duped the people into thinking that he was going to stop smoking. They interpreted as he was going to stop smoking. He's giving up smoke, but he was using a product. he was selling another product and had the people saying, yo, I don't want to smoke. I'm going to give up smoking. He give a smoke, but he was giving up some grill shit, right? Snoop Dogg is not hurting. I think the problem I'm having right now, damn, something went in my eye. I think the problem that I'm having right now is, you know, since they came out, Dr. Dre, you know, he's considered to be one of the individuals who sparked the whole gangster rap thing on the West Coast. It is music. But since Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre got together, they've been really, really promoting a lifestyle, promoting a death style to people. And at this stage of the game, when you fucking like 54 and you like 51 years old, you coming out with a liquor now? Like, I'm confused. Like, it's 187 on the cop, it's gin and juice, it's the chronic, it's bitches ain't shit, it's hoes, it's all this shit. And when are some black men going to start doing age-appropriate shit, right? When you a certain age, don't you say, okay, that ain't my thing because that's a young person thing. I'm too old to be doing that. Like, and I ain't talking about music. I'm just talking about products. Like, when we in a situation where, look at our community, and this is a plea to them. Seriously, this is a plea to them. Look at our community. Who is going to be drinking this liquor? It ain't going to be others. It's going to be us. Damn, how long y'all been getting us drunk? How long y'all been making sure people get drunk and high? And how long y'all been doing that shit? Like, y'all ain't tired of fucking up where y'all don't live no more? Like, I know this ain't popular for me to say this. I know nobody really don't give a fuck, but I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all not tired of that shit? Like, now y'all got liquor to give us? Like, in 2024, Black History Month, y'all announcing that y'all putting out liquor? Like, fucking billionaire? Like, you need the money? Y'all need the money? See, y'all kids ain't going to be fucking drinking that shit. Y'all kids ain't gonna. That shit is, it's like, when you think about the hood and you think about what's going on, shit is fucked up, man. Like, people so traumatized and so crazy by what they've been through in life via the music and this entertainment shit, all they got to do is to cope with it is liquor and weed and shit. Like Flint, Michigan, 2014, man, they ain't had no water. I ain't see a lot of y'all, these dudes pitching to say, yo, we gonna get them some water. We gonna help with the piping out there, pause. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's all we worth is like getting us drunk and high as a fucking people. Like, come on, man. Like, damn. Niggas, if he ain't doing that, they selling us sugary ass cereal. They want to sue Walmart or Oodles and Noodles and fucking hot chips and shit. None of these dudes don't sell no water. None of these dudes don't sell nothing that's going to give people life, especially our people. We're going to be the biggest consumer of this shit. Other people ain't going to drink that shit. That shit ain't going to be all in fucking Japan and places. That shit going to be in the hood. We was already drinking gin and juice and Tanqueray in fucking 1992 because of you. So you mean to tell me all these years later, y'all still trying to get us drunk? You know how many people teeth done fell out their mouth? You know how many people's in prison? You know how many people went through all some type of psychosis and different things and lost their family and been through all types of shit behind alcohol? Come on, man. Like, still 2024 during Black History Month, two of the cultural icons are announcing that they're fucking coming out with liquor. Liquor. We need more liquor. Who the hell got water, man? Who's selling some water, man? Could y'all get us some damn water? Could y'all help Flint get some clean water? You know, because even in the hood, the little young dudes be trying to sell water, and that shit ain't even legal. It's illegal to sell water. It's illegal for the young dudes. They try not to sell drugs. They try not to sell crack. They selling water in the hood, and it's illegal. They selling water by the bridges, by the highways and byways, and it's illegal. And damn, like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why us? You know, y'all got the money. It's different when you coming in the culture and you're looking for endorsements and shit like that. Y'all got the money. Y'all don't need the money. Y'all can't be doing it for money. Y'all don't need the money. Y'all don't need the money. So y'all can't be doing it for money. You're a fucking billionaire, right? You're a billionaire. And then when it come to us, it's like, we look at these people in these high places and the more and more we hold them in high regards, the more and more they show that they don't give a fuck about us. And we love them even more. We love them. Like, you know, they do the Super Bowl. Oh, and it's like, yo, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why I can't really come on here every day and cause I be like, yo, hold on, man. What is going on? Like, and let me explain something to y'all. We, me included, you, all the ladies out there, all the gentlemen out there, you're going to have to start taking a little bit more responsibility and telling these people, yo, we fucking tired of y'all, man. It ain't even others no more. It's us. It's us. What we need, more dudes in the hood drunk? It's the little dudes drinking. Some of us, I quit drinking 21, 22 years ago. It's a little homie that's going to take his first drink. That might be his first drink. When I was young, I couldn't hold my liquor. I wanted to be violent. I wanted to do just wild out from being drunk. And that's all they give us is death. We can't blame nobody else no more. It's just us now. We can't blame nobody else. It's us. And we just keep ingesting all of this shit that's killing us. I don't even know what to say no more, honestly. And it's like, do I just live in my bubble and say, fuck everybody and just do me? Or do I still speak because I have a voice, right? Because, you know, we can talk about Monique and Club Shay Shay and Cat Williams and all that shit. That's gossip. What about the shit that is affecting where we live? And I don't live where some of y'all live. Some of y'all don't live where I live. But we see the effects of everything. We see the effects of everything. And I see the chat. One thing y'all not going to do in the chat is trigger me. And then Brooke P, if you don't even know what I'm talking about, then maybe you need to go the fuck on. Because I'm making perfect sense. And if you don't understand and you don't understand logic, then this ain't the place for you. You got dudes on here who talk dumb shit and talk illogical. Maybe you'll understand them. What I'm saying, you fucking idiot, is that you're not tired of people that look like you, who claim to be from where you from, coming in your TV screen, coming on your social media platforms and selling you liquor and death. You're not tired of that? You're not tired of going out where you live and seeing the little homies and the little young girls drunk and smoking all the fucking time? You're not tired of that? So, LOL, what are you even talking about? You can't comprehend that? That's what the fuck I'm saying. So if you can't comprehend that, this ain't the place for you. Comprehension is key over here. Anyway. And we can't blame nobody else. All this fucking the elites and the gatekeepers and all of this talk. All of this talk. It's people in plain sight doing this shit. All of them wanna, why is it important for all of them to get us drunk? How many besides Neil deGrasse Tyson, how many fucking intellectuals do we have? How many intellectuals do we have? And I'm not talking about pseudo-intellects and, you know, it's the boule and all that stupid shit, dudes. But I'm talking about an intellectual, somebody that can say the stars, the moons, and according to my research, how many doctors, lawyers, intellectuals do we have? All we got is niggas that can shoot, run. And when I say shoot, I mean a basketball, throw a basketball, run, and rap. We don't got no intellectuals. We don't got one. We don't have one person that's an astronaut, that's an engineer. We don't have one. Not one. Everybody raps. Everybody's an actor. Everybody's a podcaster. We just think about our whole, as a people, as a whole. We don't got one. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that. Michael X, you better get the fuck out of here with that. You ain't going to win with me with that. You're not going to win with me. You go somewhere else with your beliefs. We not talking about beliefs and banter. We not talking about that. And if you want to get up out of here, I'm going to help you get up out of here. If you believe Jesus is your savior, fine. I'm not saying that he ain't. But you said Jesus was better than the astronaut? Anyway. Woo. Motherfucker. You know what? Here we go. Let me just get you the fuck up out of here. Because I ain't dealing with that shit. I'm not dealing with that. But listen. Traveling Man, you made a point. Doggy, they saw what happened to intellectuals like Malcolm, Martin, and Dr. Khaled. The difference between you saying they're intellectuals, which they were intellectuals, but they were religious based. So they came with religion. And then we seen that they were intellectual. But if you wasn't a part of their religion, sometimes you didn't want to deal with somebody because you didn't want to be a Muslim or a Christian. I'm talking about an intellectual, somebody who is studied well-versed in different topics. I'm talking about engineering. You know, engineering is not music, right? That's a part of engineering. I mean, look who they got. They got Elon Musk. They had Steve Jobs. They got the Apple people. They got all these great people that ain't selling no damn liquor. They even got Joe Rogan, who can talk about whatever he wants to talk about and still get millions of dollars from Spotify, and people still watch him. And all we got is to talk about who could dribble, who could twerk, who could rap, who's a killer, who's a snitch, who got liquor, who got good weed, and fucking Raising Canaan. And y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? And then y'all so bugged out, motherfucker saying Obama. I don't know whether to be sad sometimes or feel sorry for people, seriously. Because us not being informed the way we need to be, and the shit that we do know about. Segue really quick. I'll come back. Did y'all watch the Vladimir Putin interview? Do you know how important that interview is? I bet you many people didn't watch it because it was too long and he was speaking Russian. So it didn't pique your interest. But you want to watch shit about people who sold crack and who died and all this shit. And I knew it. And Club Shay Shay. You know how important that Vladimir Putin interview? And I'm not going to ridicule you and shit on you if you didn't watch it. But that interview is very, very important. And you must watch it. Reason being, because the time that you're living in right now is a time that's going to go down in history. You might be watching equivalent to somebody that might be compared to some of the dictators of the past. So imagine being able to watch an Adolf interview, being able to watch a Stalin interview, being able to watch a Mussolini interview. Saddam Hussein. This is what they saying this man is like. So he's speaking and he's talking worldly shit. He knew his history and he's talking worldly shit. That's very, very important to watch. Because I watched and it was like, damn, he had a lot of logic and he was making a lot of sense. Opposed to you watching somebody that's calling the damn Egyptian president the Mexican president or vice versa. Opposed to we watching somebody where the people is sitting before the president of the most powerful country in the world asking him, do he have his memory? So my thing is, we have different fights. We got a fight with that. You know, we got the fight that we know about. We don't have to talk about that. That's been drilled in our head. Then we have the fight with ours. We have a fight with our own. VLC, I'm a fan of dictators. I don't know if you're slow. I don't know if you're I don't know if you're slow or, you know, maybe your elevator doesn't go all the way up. I never said I was a fan of dictators. I just honestly said that we're in a time where we watching something Oh shit. Hold on, hold on. Look at this bozo. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me look at this shit. Look, let me show you bozos. Look, this nigga said, because he's gone, by the way, because they ejected him. He said, "Doggy, I'm tired of your shit talking down on Jesus. How about you square up with Vlad and Hassan? You can't even show us your eyes. What's the importance of you seeing my eyes? I just want to know that. What you want to see my eyes for? There goes my eyes. All right? I'm tired. You okay now? You feel good? You saw my eyes?" The niggas is weird, man. I'm tired. I worked out today. I'm supposed to be taking a nap, and I'm here talking to y'all. But y'all want to keep bringing up people that I don't give a fuck about. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all is this. Us, grown-ups, adults, right? We still trying to figure it out, right? But it's a generation that's coming behind us and a generation that's coming behind them. They're going to be the ones that has to deal with the shit if we don't fix it. They're going to be the ones that has to deal with the shit if we don't fix it. And I don't think many of them will have the entertainment I'm reading. Shout out to Darren Rainey. Many of them are not going to have the education that they need to deal with this, because they're going to be like how we was. Now think about this, right? When you were 17, we've all been 17 before, right? When you were 17 and somebody was saying, "Yo, you need to, did you listen? You didn't want to listen. Why? Because you was having fun. You didn't think the elders understood. You were getting drunk. You were getting high. You was having fun. You might have been playing hooky. You might have graduated, whatever the case was, right? Many dudes went to prison because that's all they know. All I'm saying is that the more liquor that's pushed on us from different people, I mean, look where we turned. Jay-Z got a liquor. Diddy had a liquor. Dr. Dre and them got a liquor. 50 got liquor. Everybody got liquor. Everybody got liquor. So my thing is, anyway, you said I seem to attract the weirdest people to you on your channel. You know why? Because you have people who want to. Let me tell you why. And I'm going to address that really quick, because you said, you know, I seem to attract the weirdest people to my channel. Well, reason why I attract certain people to my channel is because, shout out to Hip Hop Uncensored. Reason why I attract people to my channel, because I'm not broken. I'm not buck broken, right? I'm not. I ain't nobody victim. So people come here sometimes just to try to rattle me. The internet, it's filled with weird people. That's nothing to do with me. The internet is a coward's playground. I've never had a man in my face say certain things that has been said to me on the internet. This is a fact. So I understand. The weird people on everywhere, they're on everybody's chat, everybody thing. It ain't me. Don't say I attract weird people. I attract logical, sensible people. I attract people that I actually converse with in the DMs, offline. That's what I attract. The weird people just scurry along when they could just scroll past. All I'm saying to y'all is that they're dooming our future. Our future is doomed because billionaires, and it ain't even them. It ain't even the others. It's us. Right? It's people that look like us. It ain't others. We can't blame Anton Levy and all. It's us, right? So when you have people who look like us, when you have people who represent us, because all we are is hip hoppers and rappers, right? Remember, that's all we are. We're all we are good at sports and entertainment, right? We don't have beautiful minds. When you have a beautiful mind, you're put in the box because I got to come to you and talk criminality. That's the only way. I'm a street nigga, which is an oxymoron in the first place, because who the fuck want to be a street nigga? Once you become 47, 46 years old, fuck you still talking about being a street nigga for? You didn't graduate past that? This is what I'm saying. So, it ain't them no more. It ain't these Illuminati people and the elites. It's us. Now, it's fucking Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. I ain't do enough damage. That's what I'm saying. How many people was smoking and drinking, banging their fucking music? Many people were smoking and drinking, banging their fucking music. Shit, I was. I was in the, I remember Ain't No Fun came out, and I was still drinking 40s back then. And shit, I played that shit. Whatever, if I give a fuck about a bitch, I never be broke. This was our mentality. This is what was instilled in us. This is what was instilled in us. If I give a fuck about a bitch, I never be broke. This is what was instilled in us. This, so you mean to tell me, like 30 years later, they still telling us the same shit? This is what I'm saying. Madman Swiss, salute to you and your raise. This is what's still being instilled in us. These motherfuckers got gray beards and shit, looking old. And they still trying to sell us liquor 30 years later? Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that shit? And I can see the effects of alcohol because, respectfully, when I see corrupt and I see older brothers that's from where they from, respectfully, it's over for a lot of them due to this drinking shit. So now they're trying to get, look, they was giving us fucking sane odds. They gave us sane odds. They gave us gin and juice. They gave us endo. They gave us all types of shit. Look how long they've been giving us that shit. But how many times have they given us something for us to say, you know what? I can take this. And this is generational. Because breaking generational curses, that has nothing to do with money. Breaking generational curses has nothing to do with money. Please don't think a generational curse is financial. Please don't think I'm going to be the first millionaire in my family, so I'm breaking generational curses. That's bullshit. Breaking a generational curse is having the education that your forefathers never had. Remember, we come from slavery. They knowing how to read got you killed. If you knew how to read, you died. If you know how to read, you got sold. So that already set us back in the educational level, right? Because we didn't know how to read. Then as we started learning how to read, that's how we start learning. And this is how we start understanding stuff. So it was a part in the early 90s where we sharing books. Yo, you read this, you read this, you read this, you read this. But now everybody regressed back to fucking not wanting to read to watching interviews of niggas talking nigga shit. What is that going to prove? Steve Harvey's a fuck nigga, we know. D.L. Hughley's a fuck nigga, we know. Okay? Diddy did this. We already knew all that shit 20 years ago. So, now we don't want to read. Now we don't want to know anything And the shit that we want to know and the shit that we want to read is rumors and gossip and who did what and who's foul and who's the boogeyman and fuck it, just blame Jay-Z and Diddy. Every field that exists, we're behind. Every field that exists, we're behind. And this is some broken record shit, but I'm like, damn, in 2024? People still doing this shit? So the greatest thing we are is that your kids is a savage? The kid is, so the greatest thing that our youth is that they're savages in their community. That's King Von, different young brothers. That's all we know about our youth is that they're savages and they killed people and they were serial killers. That was told by others. So if King Von is a savage, if FBG Duck was a savage and all these kids were savages, who the fuck do you think they grew up influenced by? You trying to tell me Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre didn't have no influence on their parents? All right. I could talk to him blue in the face and I ain't doing that shit. When does it change? What's going to take the change? Don't tell me this vote shit. Don't tell me motherfucking this. When does it change? What does it take to change your community? What does it take to change Watts, Southwest Atlanta, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Memphis? Look what's going on in Memphis. So nobody has a stronghold on the community. Not the politicians, not the councilmen, nobody. Not even the reverends and the peckers. Y'all talking, yo, Jesus is the only way. So that means that the pastors and the reverends and can't even go out in the community and say stop no more. They don't even listen to them no more. But y'all telling me Jesus is the only way. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, you know, y'all could keep sipping the liquor. Angry bus driver said something that, look what angry bus driver said. And I don't know if angry bus driver is too far off, but angry bus driver said it will never change. We are doomed people. What y'all think? Because you know the change start with you. The change start with the shit that you look at. The change start with what you're drinking, what you're smoking, how you're acting. The change start with you. And now they got us against us, right? Because what was the word that was created that made you not criticize and speak on things that you've seen your people doing? Hater. So when a person does something and we got a problem with it, we get called a hater. So me talking about Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre don't need no fucking money and don't need to put out more liquor, I'll get called a hater. I get my life threatened. They'll come in the comments and say, you a hater, you broke. They get in their bag. See, when everything is about the fucking bag, you know, the bag and integrity don't, they're not synonymous, right? Because you know, when it comes to the bag and it's all about getting the bag, you'll do anything for the bag. So what won't you do for the bag? Because if you got a motherfucking $1 billion and you need liquor, what else is going on? Didn't Dr. Dre have a brain aneurysm or some shit like that? And we all praying for him, his speedy recovery and shit like that. And then he come out of his fucking aneurysm respectfully and got a fucking second lease on life. And now he wants to sell his liquor in Black History Month. That motherfucker almost died. Respectfully, I ain't trying to, you know, it's not funny, but I'm just saying, you almost fucking died. And then you come back to life, and then now we got to get liquor from you. And then when you do give money away, you give it away to USC. That ain't got shit to do with it ain't no HBCU or no shit like that. You respectfully, you know? So it's like, fuck us. Y'all don't feel like that? I mean, maybe I'm bugging. I don't know. Maybe I got to go. I'll do something else. Y'all don't feel like they be like, yo, fuck them? Y'all don't feel like that? That they don't be like, yo, fuck them? We getting this money and they going to give it to us? They going to support us? I mean, motherfuckers sold us gangbanging. It sold us gang shit. I'm not saying Snoop is the founder of the Crips, but we ain't really hear about that shit like that until they put that shit out there. I'm being respectfully. That shit was, they commercialized that shit. This nigga Crip walk at the fucking Super Bowl with a Crip uniform on at the fucking Super Bowl. The biggest event besides the ball dropping. This motherfucker got a lot of money. And this nigga's in the hood feeling like he rep them even though they fucked up. And these niggas don't represent you. It's time to sever ties with them. Y'all not us no more. Y'all are them. Y'all are part of that crew that's here to push an agenda. Read Behold the Pale Horse. Please pick you up some books and read. Stop listening to these fucking pseudo-intellects on YouTube that ain't never read shit. Please. Motherfuckers done sold us gangbanging, reefer, liquor, beer. Think about that shit. They sold us beer, reefer, liquor, gangbanging, and got rich off that shit. Then this nigga was Snoop Lion. He was Rastafarian for a little while and shit. So being a Rasta, you gotta eat a certain way and believe in Jah. And when, so he don't do that shit no more? Rastas drink? Educate me. So it's like anything that go for money. Oh my God. And they got bread. That's what I'm saying. They don't have to do that. That's all I'm saying. They don't have to do that. Them two men don't have to do that. They're at financial freedom to where they can do whatever they want. When do you pay it forward? I'm going to be real with y'all. Many times when you send me Cash Apps and you send me donations, I always pay it forward. It was gifted to me. The best thing I can do is gift it to somebody else. And I'm not talking about a woman for some fucking head later. I'm not talking about no clothes. I'm not talking about that. I always pay it forward to when I'm out and about and I see people short and I see people need, I always pay it forward. Yo, you know what? Somebody looked out for me. Let me look out for you. Said, I got blessed. Only way I'm going to get blessings is by giving them. Look, they try to fucking take my platform from me and I'm still talking the shit they don't want me to talk. I ain't getting shit for this. This ain't monetized. Seriously. Really, really think about that. I ain't getting shit. Nothing. I'm here. This is pro bono just because I love the people who love me. I'm just being honest with you. Just because I can't leave my supporters, the people who support me to help me build this shit. I can't just leave because I ain't getting money. Of course, I need money to sustain and keep these lights on and all this shit. But I'm doing this shit for nothing. You got people who sit before you every day and they get cash apps and they get shit and they try to sound intelligent and smart. And they some of the biggest scumbags, hypocrites you ever seen. I really live this. That's why I can speak it. I'm speaking from experience. I know that I'm not your average or typical. You know, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't got a lot of bitches, you know what I'm saying? Meaning that I don't got women everywhere. I know that, you know, I know I'm not relatable to a certain extent. I could be considered to be like a tech geek and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But I still go upside a dude noggin. But I be walking around in peace. I shake hands, kiss babies. You ask anybody who see me in the street, it's always love. Always love with me. All I ever do is walk around and try to help people. I try to help people so much, sometimes I get rejected because maybe I'm being a little too assertive in people's lives and shit. You know, maybe, I don't know, but I just want to see people do well. I mean, look at the culture. I have Forbes DVD. Who was not on my platform? Who haven't I interviewed on this platform? How many of these dudes with YouTubes that I didn't help? There's no reciprocity in helping niggas. Did you know that? There is no
reciprocity in helping niggas.
The same niggas you help want you to be dead and will do anything to kill you. Kill you all. Kill off your name. Kill off your likeness. Kill off your brand. And you help them. Did you know that shit? I'm still here. Where the fuck am I going? It's in me. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck else am I going to do? What I just want motherfuckers to just win. How could you win? How could you, what could I give you? How could I help you? I might ride past on the street and I might see somebody out there with their fucking blinkers on. I'd be like, "Yo, fam, you good? Yeah, I'm waiting for a ride. All right. Somebody could take my fucking life. I don't even care because I just can't see people fucked up. And I know that I've been beyond blessed in life. That's what give you more life. That's why you alive. You're alive to help and tribute to society that you're in. This shit ain't no verbal shit. This is actions. That's why I don't understand how motherfuckers sit in the crib and talk and set up cameras to talk. When the fuck do you go outside and help anybody? How many people do you see made a video and said, "Yo, the homie is demonetized, help him"? If Hip Hop Uncensored did it, shout out to them. I don't like what's happening to them. I don't like what's happening to a lot of our black content creators. This is facts. But it ain't my fight. Because I'm fighting a fight alone. And I'm really fighting for freedom of thought. It's not even speech. You can't tell me how the fuck to think. Fuck talking. We all could talk and do something different. I really live what I talk, though. It ain't like, "Yo, I'm talking and this ginger tea." I really got BCAAs. You know what I'm saying? I really work. I really do this shit. And I want the best for y'all as my audience. I want y'all to say, "Yo, if I go tonight, I just want y'all to say, "Yo, somebody really gave a fuck." And don't even have the means to help y'all. All I have is a platform that y'all helped me build. So I'm not going to give you nothing. I'm going to give you filth. I'm going to give you dirty fucking water. So that's why I use my platform to speak life into situations and people, and I look what the fuck I'm fighting against. And y'all fighting too. But I'm just saying, the power is in us. We don't have to deal with that shit. Like, no, give a fuck. Fuck y'all and y'all liquor. How much liquor y'all gonna give us? I mean, let's just be real now. How much water you gonna give us? You, I mean, y'all not giving us no water. Y'all just giving us liquor and moon rocks and gorilla glue and Girl Scout cookies and all this shit. And then they start talking political shit. I don't want to hear no political shit from no motherfucking drunk. These niggas is niggas on the corner. And you know what's so fucked up? Many of these people don't even do the shit that they endorse you to do. We done heard Molly Percocet. We done heard Drake rap about sipping lean and shit like that. We heard 50 Cent. Y'all love 50 Cent. Damn, I'm sweating and shit. Y'all love 50 Cent. I stay high all the time. He don't smoke. It was fucking marketing. It was to sell a record. I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time. I smoke that good shit. He don't smoke. So now look. This is what we got. All the black men that we have, or black women that we have, let's just analyze this really quick. We have the rappers, we have the sports figures, and then we have the actors in the studios. So Tyler Perry is giving us some cross-dressing shit. Oprah keep giving us slave movies, Color Purple and shit, because that's some slave shit. Mixed in Lee Daniels, another one, fun boy shit. All of them give us fun boy shit. All the rappers give us liquor and weed and gang shit. So nobody that has power gives us anything that's inspiring. They was mad when the young lady was the motherfucking Little Mermaid. They was mad that it was a black mermaid. So they say Lee Daniels, Tyler Perry, and Oprah is the most powerful people in Hollywood. Look what they give us, though. Look what they give us. Everybody drunk and high. These niggas is getting their body done, man. These niggas is getting their body done. I fucking work out every day. I'm exhausted, right? I'm not even going to lie to you. I be getting up like early in the morning, hitting the fucking gym sometime twice in the day. I'm in a caloric deficit. My birthday's the 25th. Cube gave us the big three. All niggas got to sports and entertainment. Please don't tell me anybody who gave us some sports shit. Because like I said, where is our intellectuals? The only person that we have is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Terrell Hubert. I'm always hating on the West Coast when I got business on the West Coast. I don't normally tell people this shit, but suck a dick. Always hating on the West Coast. Nigga, I got more business and money on the West Coast than you. Hubert. How your name Terrell Hubert? Hubert is a fucking herb name. Your name might as well be Terrell Herb. Hubert? Hubert. You really let somebody call you Hubert? You really made your name Hubert. Out of all the names you could have thought of, Hubert? You a herb. Fucking Hubert. I never let nobody named Hubert talk to me crazy. Hubert? Hubert. How many niggas you ever knew named Hubert? Hubert? Fuck out of here. always hating on the West Coast. Got more business in the West Coast. I get more love in the West Coast than you. This is facts. Fucking Hubert. Never let no nigga named Hubert talk to me like that. I'll give you a noogie. Ain't pull, he can give you a wedgie. Pull your drawers up to the back of your neck in front of your moms and your kids. Hubert. Fuck out of here. Always hating on the West Coast. Probably don't own no crib. Probably got homies that got bodied out there. And we always with this nepotism of where we're from and that don't even mean nothing. Hubert. Fucking clown Herb. That's what I'm saying, nigga. Spit in your fucking ear. Well, there they go. Walk age restricted. See what y'all made me do? See what y'all made me do? My thing is this. He said, give me a gill. That he from Brooklyn. Check videos online. It's from Brooklyn. I just want to say this, though. You might have people who want to be intellectuals, but you can't be an intellectual and push I hope. We just had your Doggy Diamonds from back in the days, DVD. Now you lost weight, kid. I hope you lifting some weights and eating. I gotta eat. The fuck you think I don't eat? Woo! Anyway. All right. Whoa. Before I do anything, I got 800 and something people in this room. I will be foul if I don't shout y'all out. So let me do that really quick, if I may. Let me shout y'all. I got DJ Gary in the building. I got Nisha Nine Stars in the building. I got Darren Rainey in the building. I got Checking Vids Online in the building. I got Spread Love, Instros and Skits. I got Too Real for the Industry in the building. I got JD in the building. Come on, type something. Just say yo, and I'm just going to shout you out really quick. I got Turtle Anton in the building. God's Own DJ, always with me. Classic Music, always with me. Bomani, my brother's in the building. Sakar Salah. I got J Gino G, AG Wise, KJ Crazy. I got The Kitchen Clothes. That's the homie from around the way. I got CFR Network, Endgame 2020. I got Marcellus the Count in the building. I got Fatima, Brooklyn in the building. DJ Overtime. James Escobar, Word is Born, Metal Face 78, New the Mood, Marcellus the Count, Quinn Glenn, Dag Nabbit, I love that name, is in the building. I got Day One News. I like that name too. That's a dope ass name. John Brunson in the name. Quasi Matthews in the building. I got April Brown in the building. I got who else is here? I said some of them names. Quinn Glenn, 89. I got Fresh 75. Denise, 3180 Love. DJ Lord Jazz from the legendary group. What y'all think DJ Lord's DJ Lord Jazz? I want to get, that's trivia really quick. DJ Lord Jazz. Where you think he from? I ain't saying the group. I got Coach in the building. I got L Easy in the building. JT, the marketing seafood. I don't know how to pronounce that. Darren Rainey, I shouted you out. Roddy Too Good. Black Ice 81. Gas. I got Lamont Davenport. PAME Enterprise. Angry Bus Driver. Shout out to you. You made a point earlier. I got Ninja 28. I got SBBW Awakening. SBBW. Shout out to you, though. I got a Khalid Bey in the building. Sir God, Blackman, Virgo Smith in the building. City Boy Floyd. That's a dope-ass name, too. Superstar J, Quick, DJ Gary, Supremo, Die for Radio, The Mad 4 Report, Never Nervous. Oh, that name is fire. Never Nervous. That name is fire. I got Mr. Empower. That name is dope too. I got CKRET Society, Somatic in the building, MPR 76, Traveling Man, SI Finest, Staten Island. If it's SI Finest, that's dope. SI's Finest, that's dope. Pretty Gangster in the building. The Truth, The Truth. Golden Balls, come on, man.
Golden Balls? You really made me say Golden Balls? Nah, shout out.
Frederick Bean, King of the Blends, Dave Hates 808, Loxy Cylon, Rochelle Love, rest in peace to my aunt Rochelle, D-Man, Black Seam Loco, London in the Building, Ultra Instinct, Big Ma, of course, Adam Richardson, Blair 777, Jeremy G, Queen Trish, Uptown Dre. Oh, and before I go, I got to shout out Staten Island. I got a shout out, special shout out to this barbershop right here. I got all the info. So shout out to the barbershop. If you ever in Staten Island and you need a haircut, make sure you go to New Brighton City Cuts. It's at 454 Jersey Street. And shout out to Light and Zoo, the barbers there. So if you ever in Staten Island, this is New Brighton, go to 454 Jersey Street and ask for Light or Zoo if you need your haircut. And the name of the barbershop is New Brighton City Cuts, Staten Island. Shout out to Staten Island. So we got Stephen Whitehead, Mississippi Mud, Sonia Mathis, Detroit in the building, D-Man, West Hood TV, DC in the building, Michael Ballantyne. Michael, your name is Ballantyne. You're giving me a flashback of Ballantyne L. Please don't do that to me. I'm sober. Omar Just. Yeah, that's DJ Lord Jazz from the legendary group Lords of the Underground. We got Maestro Fresh West always in the building. Black Warrior Spirit. Shout out to you. Stacy Galore. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Stacy. Yeah, so, all right. In closing, Money Bear. Lord Jazz put out an album too. It should be on all streaming platforms. So if you can, look up DJ Lord Jazz on all streaming platforms. He put out an album that I'm on. But yeah, we always have the Maestro Fresh West is in the building. DJ Lord Jazz, you're not even in the States, right? Aren't you somewhere out of state? Oh, we got South Africa in the building. That's what's up. Yeah. I'm always going to tell y'all who Maestro Fresh West is. He's just legendary. I think he's getting an award soon, too. A Lifetime Achievement Award, because he is the guy who put Canada on the map. Shout out to Nisha Nine Stars. Nisha Nine Stars is from Canada, too. I won't blow her up, but she's Canadian as well, too, by the way of somewhere else. But, yeah. All right, y'all. This is the part where I bounce. If y'all was watching me on IG today, I was in the studio working on some things. That's what I'm doing. And let me tell y'all something else, too. I actually took the TV out the box. I took the Oculus out. I took the speakers out. I got two things to unbox. Two things to unbox and we good. I enough of having all this stuff in box. I even took my phone holder out the box. I'm getting it together. I took the controller out the box. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. But I appreciate y'all. Northern Cali in the building. Friend of a pen. Soldier Soul Rack. Yeah. It's 5:32 in South Africa in the morning or in the evening? If that shit is in the morning, woo! I'd be mad. 5:32 in the morning, I'd be like this. Doofy, man, this is Lil Drool. Lil Drool ain't never did nothing to nobody. I might do call-ins on the other channel, but call-ins got me in trouble. I'll explain that to y'all one day. So what happened is, reason why this channel was in the state that it's in, because I took a call-in before, and they gave some medical advice, and they had penalized me for it, right? Then they re-penalized me for it. So, yeah. You know. But yo, make sure you follow me on all social media. Doggy Diamonds on everything. Make sure you follow the page, Doggy Diamonds TV. And again, for only $100, I can promote your content on Doggy Diamonds TV and the Interlude TV. That's the Twitter page, the Facebook, the Insta stories, the YouTube communities, and both Threads accounts. And for an additional $100, your content could be posted on Doggy Diamonds TV main page, which is getting a lot of traction right now. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Must be Cash App ready. Allow 2 to 3 days of delivery after we make the transactions. Absolutely, positively, no refunds. Also, please hit me up at Doggy Diamonds. If I didn't do your promo, because I think I owe two interviews. I owe an interview and I owe a promo. But y'all got to follow instructions, please. You can't email me, hit me there, hit me there. Listen, man, I can't do it. Damn, should I play some music for y'all? Hold on. Let me play some music. Do I got any music to let y'all hear? No, I don't got no music. I don't got no beats. I don't do beats. Even though every beat you hear, I made. So, all right. In closing. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to give you my P.O. box soon so y'all can send stuff to somebody. They can send it to me. I'm going to announce my P.O. box. Also, the Juicy J.
Band.
Interview. No, the Juicy J. Band podcast is going on the Patreon tonight. Going on the Patreon tonight. And if you follow me on social media, please make your presence felt. If you follow me on here, although you in the chat, please leave a comment. Because videos like this, we need these videos to be boosted up on YouTube. Also, you see somebody in the chat being a bozo, please let them have it. I don't have time. So I'm depending on y'all to police the comments for me. Okay? That's it. I don't want to leave, but I got to. I've been on here for how long? An hour? Yeah, an hour. Yeah, let me. I got mad controllers. Look. Look at this shit. Got controllers everywhere, hard drives. I even found like a hard drive, this old ass hard drive. This is for this SD card that they don't, that look. I ain't going front. I'll be on some gadget shit. I got shit everywhere. But I respect y'all. I'm on Doggy Diamonds on everything. And I'll be back nightly. Day, I gotta come on here in the daytime still. Waverly Avenue is where. So look, when I be saying the wave sometimes, y'all be thinking I'm talking about some Max B shit. Nah, I'm going to talk about the block where I was born and raised. The block I was born and raised is called Waverly. So I always been a part of the wave. So, I'm on Oculus at Doggy Diamonds, a meta, in the meta place. I'm at Doggy. Listen, everything is at Doggy Diamonds. Matter of fact, I got to make sure that's in the description box too. But yo, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. How do I get out of here? Well, we get out of here like this. Hold on.